On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU softball team will travel to Marshall this weekend to take on Southwest Minnesota State. Danica Dalton with us of the BSU softball team. You guys unfortunately didn't have the record that you wanted last weekend down at the Husky Dome. In your mind, as a new player on this team, what's going right for you guys?
I just feel like we have a really good team dynamic. Like, we all get along. We all are really good friends. So I think that's going to help in the future. We're going to start to click and start getting some wins.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but you played community college ball last year, correct?
Correct, at Rainy River.
Okay, so 2 years ago you're playing high school softball. Last year you're playing community college. This year, Division II. What's the difference from one level to the next?
I just think the speed, pretty much. I mean, everything's a little step higher, step further, step more difficult, I guess. I guess last year was pretty high pace, but this year definitely a higher step up. Competition's tougher. Yeah, that's basically it.
Forgive my ignorance here, but is it hard being a left-handed throwing right fielder?
Yeah. I've honestly never played right field, so it was tough, but I'm getting used to it, and hopefully I'll get better.
Well, you don't see many left-handed throwing outfielders in general. Just angles and stop, replant, spin, pivot, throw. How much of an adjustment is that?
I guess it's quite an adjustment. I have always played center field or pitcher, so, I mean, you always have to get used to the rotation and turning and whatnot, but, I mean, it's definitely something you have to get used to, and hopefully it won't be too big of a deal.
As a center fielder, it's a lot easier to read the spin of a ball. As a right fielder, do you find that the spin's going completely opposite of what you're expecting it to do?
Oh, totally. I realized that the first day that I played right field. It's totally different. Right-handed hitters, the ball comes off totally different, and it's just something you have to read and get used to.
Offensively, how much of an adjustment is it getting used to Division II caliber pitchers?
Well, I think that the pitchers have a lot more movement in this division and a lot more speed. You just have to get your hands out, get quicker, and get your hands out and hit the ball. So,
defensively, you guys struggled a little bit last week. How do you try to shore that up when you can't even practice outside?
Well, that's tough. I mean, we played indoors for probably like 2 months, something like that. But we start playing outside today, so it'll be a lot nicer to get the actual play and, you know, understand and read the balls. And it'll help reduce errors, I believe, in the field. So hopefully it'll help.
I realize you're not an infielder, but infielders in softball have really no time to judge where it's going. It's just react. I was playing in the dome on artificial turf that much more difficult last week or not?
I didn't feel like it was that much more difficult. I mean, it was easier to read the ball since it was, you don't have a lot of like different levels or anything like that, like the outfield or infield has. So it wasn't too difficult, I didn't think, but maybe the infield has a different idea.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.